Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy. Yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded.
Alanis Morissette's 1995 album, Jagged Little Pill, is the inspiration for and the name of a new musical now having its world premiere at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge. The musical, Jagged Little Pill, combines Morissette's emotionally sharp lyrics with the story of a Connecticut family struggling with many of the issues and the ills of 2018. When we met with Diane Paulus, the ART's artistic director, last week, we started by asking her about the idea of blending Morissette's music into a theatrical production.
I'm always interested in making works of theater that speak to the culture at large. So Jagged Little Pill was a cultural moment in America in the 90s, and it had such significance and resonance for a whole generation of listeners. Alanis's bold, raw, emotional release of rage and empowerment, I think, was a watershed moment, especially for women in music. So I wanted to bring that power from the album and give it a theatrical life. And for me, that meant releasing the album into a story that could hold that visceral power through theater.
But it's interesting that that music from 1995 speaks to this cultural moment, then? Is that what you're saying? So, are you kind of saying, hey, we didn't really get anywhere since then? Or look at how these issues still continue to resonate? Or what is it?
I was overwhelmed by how much of that album, Jagged Little Pill from the 90s, felt like it was written yesterday for what we're going through in America today. And I think it has to do with the fact that Alanis was unafraid 20-some years ago to give voice to certain issues that now, as a country, we're in crisis with, that we have to face. So themes of waking up, of being unafraid to look at the mess within us, the themes of numbing ourselves just to get through life, and also sexual trauma. These are all things that Alanis had her finger on the pulse of. And she did it through her unbelievable poetry of her lyrics. But now it's a time for us to want to be, and frankly, we need to be in the presence of these themes. And that's what I'm feeling with this piece as a piece of theater, and seeing how audiences are responding to it, seeing how people are feeling, yes, all these things are happening and it's bubbling over. And somehow Alanis's music, which was so powerful then, feels necessary in a way that is really uncanny for our times.
And you actually use direct imagery of things happening now, imagery from some of the protests. Explain why you decided to incorporate that into this. Is that to show that this is still a very important topical issue right now?
We decided to make an original story. We found Diablo Cody, who came on board and unlocked this original story about an American family. And I think here's the deal. You write about an American family living in 2018 America, and they're dealing with all the issues that we are dealing with as Americans right now. Diablo Cody was really interested early on in saying that she felt that this family structure of this musical was almost a microcosm of old America, new America, how parents contain sort of the old America, old values, and how terrified we are of change that is happening, change that is real, change that we cannot deny. And then you've got the younger generation, the kids in the show, that are saying, it's here, I feel it. You know, so when I looked at the lyrics of All I Really Want, one of Alanis's hits, and she says, you know, all I really want is peace, is justice, is a common ground.
And I really want is some patience.
You know, this is not just about outrage. This is actually about trying to reach across difference and say, how do we coexist in this moment in America where things are changing and things need to break open and we need to wake up?
We should say this is a Connecticut family, white upper middle class Connecticut family. Would you describe them that way? Okay. And there's a veneer too, right? That they are trying to say that they are this perfect family and everything is going well. And at the beginning, Mary Jane Healy, played by Elizabeth Stanley, sits down to write the annual Christmas letter that some families write.
It's been an interesting year. I recovered from my little fender bender in February. My car may have been totaled, but you can't total Mary Jane Healy. After a couple of surgeries, my body is stronger than ever.
I see right through you.
How did I do it? I turned to natural healing solutions. Pilates, acupuncture, and anti-inflammatory foods like miso and blueberries.
I know right through you.
I wonder why you decided to include that in the musical as well.
One of the themes in Alanis's music is the pressure of having to appear a certain way and how that is counter to what is really going on inside and how do we come to terms with the truth inside of ourselves. And Diablo Cody, our writer, really zoomed in on that and said it is actually terrifying to look inside. And it is the most courageous thing to kind of rip that all away. And at the same time, how hard we work to keep up the appearance that everything is just fine. And so one of Alanis' songs, I See Right Through You, resonated to me when I heard Diablo talking about these themes. You know, I see right through you. I walk right through you. I feel right through you. And the first idea Diablo pitched to me was, what if we started our show with a mother? And she's doing everything she can to hold on to the perfection of what she feels she needs to project about her life, about her family, about the success of her children. And yet everything is metaphorically burning around her. And yet what do we do as human beings to hold on to that veneer? And I think Alanis and Diablo and myself, we're all moms. We're not, you know, young teenagers anymore. We're all looking at this music through motherhood and through being women in our 40s and 50s and thinking, well, you know, how do we look at our lives now at this moment and look at our children and dare to see each other? I mean, this is a musical really about, can we see each other? And you can't really see each other if you're too busy putting up the walls and all the protection around you.
When you talk about parents and children here, I think maybe a lot of what we're seeing now is this sort of generational divide, that these young people, what they're rebelling against in a lot of ways is the hypocrisy of their parents. Exactly. And sometimes people of parents' age may have gone along with some of that hypocrisy. So are you saying here that, you know, this is a time of reckoning for all of us, and that's where you're trying to find maybe a middle ground in these generations through this story and through the music?
This is definitely a moment of reckoning, and I think we all feel that as we live every day of our life right now in America, as how do we exist? How do we make sense of the trauma that can no longer be hidden that goes on in our country? And this is an opportunity with this musical to address that very particularly through the microcosm of a family.
You've obviously thought a lot about this. So when you think about Me Too as a movement right now in this play as a symbol of what's happening culturally, how would you describe it? Like where it is right now? You know, will there be backlash? You know, are we starting to see that now? I mean, when you think about that, what would you say?
I think we are at a moment where women are being believed. And as a country, we're all becoming aware of secrets and past trauma. And we're also becoming aware of the complicity that we all play in this. And I think that's another theme in our musical, is that the more we become aware of how all these issues touch us and the complicity, whether it's you know, a parent who owns a gun that a kid gets a hold of. You know, we're all looking as we open up the paper on a daily basis and wonder, how are these things happening? And seeing how there's systems of complicity. All of that is starting to shift. And I think we are at such a powerful moment. It's scary. And I think that's what Jagged Little Pill says. It's not going to be easy. It's a jagged little pill. It's a pill that's going to hurt and it's going to kind of scrape as you swallow it. And Alanis always says, you know, her songs go dark, but within the darkness is the hope. It's like if you can dare to go to that place, you will then see the light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, that's what I appreciate about her music. You know, the song You Live, You Learn is such at the core of everything this musical stands for. And that's why I do the theater, right? Is to go through all these experiences and actually learn from them and to be able to share them and transmit some kind of transformation to an audience. That's the microcosm of the theater, which is really, you know, what that song is all about and what we hope to do with a show like Jagged Little Pill.
Diane Paulus is artistic director at the ART. She led the production of Jagged Little Pill. It'll be at the ART in Cambridge through July 15th. More information is at our website, radioboston.org. That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.
Digging out for